Commonwealth Savings Bank of Australia, the bank for all the family, takes pleasure in presenting the show for all the family, Life with Dexter.
If money can buy it, saving will get it. So bank Commonwealth now.
For a car or a bike or just a rainy day,
be sure to save the friendly Commonwealth way.
So listen to this advice and
start right today to bank Commonwealth. Save Commonwealth Bank Commonwealth now.
Jumping to conclusions is something we all seem to suffer from at one time or another, but Dexter Dutton seems to make a habit of it. And tonight, I want to tell you about how he took the longest-running jump to conclusions of all time. Now, it all started one afternoon, about 5:30, before Dexter got home from the office.
Ashley, I want to show you something. Where are you?
Oh, I'm out here in the kitchen.
Now, I want your honest opinion about this. I just put on the new hat I bought today. How do you like it?
Oh, gee, Mom, it's strictly from Smartville. It's extra groovy.
Extra groovy, is that good?
Sure, the hat's real crazy.
Ashley, would you mind telling me in plain English, does it suit me or doesn't it?
Oh, I've never seen anything suit you better. Dad'll go wild about it.
When he sees the account, he probably will. Anyhow, I'm going to leave the hat on till he comes in and see what he says. I'm sorry Jane is not here. I'd like her opinion.
Yeah, these holidays have been tame with compost away. I've had no one to rumble with.
Rumble with?
Argue with.
Oh, I think I hear your father coming in the gate. Now, don't mention a word about the hat. I want him to notice it himself.
I'll be as quiet as a parliamentary broadcast.
Hi, family, I'm home.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Hello, darling. Welcome home.
Oh, it's good to get home. It's been a wicked day at the office. What's wrong, son? You got a cold?
Dad, don't you notice anything?
About what?
About me.
Eh? Oh, well, yes, yes, yes. As a matter of fact, I was going to say something, but I thought you'd tell me.
I'd much prefer you to say something.
Oh, very well. Why are you dressed up to go out when it's nearly dinner time?
I am not dressed to go out.
You're not? Then why wear a hat around the house?
Oh, if I want to wear a hat around the house, I'll wear a hat.
Around the house. Dad, Mum's waiting for you to notice something special.
Yeah, and don't think I haven't noticed it either.
Well?
We're having steak and kidney pie.
Oh, if I had a custard pie, I'd let you have it right between the eyes.
Wait a minute, I don't get it.
Yeah, well, in a minute. Up sky, the at sky, on the old head sky.
Eh?
Ashley, don't bother giving hints. If your father hasn't even noticed my new hat, it's obvious he doesn't think it's so attractive.
New hat. Oh, that's what it is. Oh, Jessie is delightful. So charming, cheek, and most attractive. It's just the bad light in here. I can see it better now. But before, I thought it was your old one with the bird on it.
My old one with the bird on it?
Well, someone's going to get the bird before long.
Jessie, don't look at me like that. Now I can see the hat in a better light. I think it's real cool. It suits you perfectly. It makes you look like a million. It's a gasser, man. Look, dear, I like it so much, I don't even care what it cost.
Well, Mum, if that doesn't prove Dad likes your hat, nothing will.
Dexter, did you say what I think you said?
Well, precisely. In my opinion, that is the cutest hat I've ever laid eyes on. And no matter what you paid for your elegant little lid, I couldn't care less.
Well, I reckon Dad's flipped his own lid.
Yeah.
Oh, gee, Dad!
Say things like that. By the way, dear, purely as a matter of interest, how much did the hat cost?
Well, if you must know how much it cost, and if you're sure you couldn't care less, I bought this hat for 12 guineas.
What? Oh! Oh!
Have you ever noticed how often the word money is mentioned in the Dexter and Wilmot households? No doubt it's mentioned just as often in your home and mine, the reason being that money plays a big part in the lives of everyone. Now, that brings me to a rather strange thing. All of us spend years of our lives learning how to earn money. but little or none of our time learning how to save it. And yet it is by saving that we get the greatest value and the most pleasure from what we earn. And there's no better, safer, or easier place to save than in the Commonwealth Savings Bank. By saving something every payday in a Commonwealth Savings Bank account, you can quickly get together quite a sum of money. That money can be used as a down payment on a home, for education, for travel, for labor-saving devices, or, as Jesse just showed, for new clothes. So if you haven't already opened a Commonwealth Savings Bank account, do so next payday, and from then on week by week, Bank Commonwealth.
Dexter, you've been sitting there ever since dinner, slowly nodding your head. Now, what's the matter?
Jesse, I still can't understand how any woman can pay out all that money for something that won't even keep the rain off her head.
Oh, well, Dad, it's just like you paying out money for a bundle of sticks with knobs on. Oh, so you can smack a little pill around the golf course.
Oh.
It doesn't enter your father's head that I bought the hat merely to make myself attractive for him. Anybody would think I spent the money to attract someone else.
Ah, now, Jesse, that's just being silly. How could you attract anyone else? I mean, no, I didn't mean that. Yeah, I just got...
I know exactly what you meant. What you said. How could I attract anyone else? Well, you might be very surprised.
Jesse, I got my words mixed up. I only
You'd be amazed to know the compliments I've had paid to me and by some very charming gentlemen, too.
I'm not doubting it, Jesse. I'll bet you get lots of compliments.
Oh, I certainly do. And many of them are paid to me by one particular gentleman.
Yeah, well, one particular gentleman. Who's that?
Oh, his name's, Mr. Jones. That's all I'll say.
Oh, and who is Mr. Jones?
Oh, never mind. I've said too much already.
Ashley, who is Mr. Jones?
Well, search me, Dad.
Ashley doesn't know Mr. Jones, but I can tell you one thing, now I've said that much. This Mr. Jones had one great disappointment in life that you proposed to me before he did.
Oh, I suppose you'd have accepted him, too.
By all means. Even now he thinks I'm the most attractive woman in the world.
Huh. Well, if you'll both excuse me, I have some work to do in the study. Pardon me.
What's the joke, Mum?
Your father, he's the greatest joke I know.
Is there any such person as Mr. Jones?
I guess there are thousands of such persons as Mr. Jones. It's the first name that came into my head.
Dad might think you mean Alf Jones, the man from the music shop.
Oh, dear, heaven forbid. Oh, that reminds me. Alf Jones is due to call this week sometime to tune our piano. Come in.
I couldn't wait to find out how Dexter reacted to your new hat. Did he like it?
The beast didn't even notice it till I practically rammed it down his throat.
Aww.
He thought I was dressed ready to go out someplace wearing one of my old hats.
Well, can you beat men?
Oh, you can't beat them, Katie.
I'd like to beat mine with a hunk of barbed wire. Jonathan wouldn't sport me a new hat if they came in a packet of Wheaty Crunchies.
You should have seen Dexter when I mentioned the price. Took us 10 minutes to pick him up off the floor.
Jesse, we shouldn't even bother picking them up. They should be swept outside with the other rubbish.
Oh, dear, the way we talk about our men folk. Anyone would think we didn't love the brutes.
It completely baffles me why I have any love for Jonathan. How can a woman love a stomach, a gray head, and a couple of double chins?
Oh, Katie, you'll appreciate this. I've got Dexter terribly worried and puzzled over a mysterious Mr. Jones.
Oh? And who's Mr. Jones?
Nobody. I just made him up. Well, my husband was actually amused when I said men often paid me compliments. So I became mad, and I concocted a fictitious Mr. Jones who has a secret yen for me.
Oh, darling, how wonderful. And Dexter actually went for it.
Hook, line, and he's a stinker. At breakfast this morning, he tried every way to force something out of me about Jonesy, but I was like a clam. It even got to the stage where I put my tongue in my cheek and said there was, no Mr. Jones. And the more I denied knowing Mr. Jones, the more confident Dexter became that the man actually exists.
Jessie, how delightful. Oh, I just adore making worms dangle on the end of hooks.
And my little worm's going to dangle for several days before I decide to unhook him.
Good for you. When it comes to tactics, Jessie, you're a womanly wizard.
Oh, no, I'm not. Anyone could use these tactics. You could use them with Jonathan.
With Jonathan? Jessie, if Jonathan thought another man might possibly take me away from him, he'd hunt the man down immediately.
Would he? And punch him on the nose?
No, give him a medal.
Dexter!
All right, J.G., I heard you the first time. Has anybody ever told you you have a voice like a fairy? The foghorn on a fairy.
Dexter, sarcasm doesn't become you at all. I asked you in here because you don't seem to have done any work whatsoever today. Miss Potter said you look ill.
I'm not ill. I'm not physically ill.
Well, we all know you're mentally ill. But what especially is biting you today?
Nothing at all's biting me. I'm merely concerned about a personal family matter.
Oh, I thought so. Well, let's bury the hatchet for a while and discuss your trouble as friends, eh? Would you like to get it off your chest?
Well, as a matter of fact, I would. The truth is, I've discovered there's a... Well, there's a man who finds my wife attractive.
What?
I suppose you think that's improbable.
Oh, not with your wife, I don't. If you'd said my wife, I'd think it was impossible.
Well, Jessie's admitted to me there is a man who finds her most alluring and attractive.
Oh, but no. Jessie's too quiet and refined to have an interest in another man.
That's what I keep telling myself. Why would she even look at another man when she has me?
Come to look at you, I can see why. No, Dexter, I didn't mean that, but Jessie's the quiet, faithful, never-leave-home type of little woman.
I know, but I read a book once and it said you have to watch the quiet, faithful, never-leave-home type of woman. They can easily become the rowdy, unfaithful, shoot-through type of woman.
Dexter, you don't honestly believe that.
The man's name is Jones. She admitted that. But now she's sorry she said a word and she won't discuss the subject anymore. Just keeps denying and lying. Lying and denying.
Jones, eh? Did you catch his first name?
No, and I've been racking my brains to try to think of a Jones we know. It must be somebody who knew Jessie before I married her. Jessie let it slip that he wishes he'd proposed before I did.
Uh-huh. Well, that's a clue. Now, what Jones do you know in Asheville, for a start?
I don't know any. Well, not one, except, well, Alf Jones from the music shop, but the piano tuner.
Oh, Alf Jones, the piano tuner, eh? Well, maybe he's your man.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Who's being ridiculous?
Well, you are. Alf Jones is even a greater goon than I am. I mean, I didn't mean...
Jessie, dear, it's such a beautiful afternoon. Why don't we take a walk for half an hour?
Oh, I'd like to, Katie, but I can't right now. Janie said she'd phone about 4 o'clock, and Alf Jones is going to ring about the same time to let me know if he can tune the piano tomorrow.
I see. Well, maybe we can have our walk after they both phone.
Oh, that should be one of them now. Janie, darling, how are you? Oh, you're not homesick. You're having a wonderful time. Well, of course you are, darling. You know, it's a funny thing, but I just said to Katie, I'm expecting Janie to phone about 4 o'clock, and almost at the same instant I said it, the phone rang. Mm-hmm. Yes, Katie spends a lot of time with me since you've been away.
Jonathan, I feel like a burglar sneaking round the side of my own house at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. What do we expect to discover?
We might discover nothing. And we might discover something. Jessie doesn't expect you home at this time, and right now she's probably in your kitchen talking to my wife. You might easily overhear something about Jonesy.
Yeah, well, we won't hear anything cramped against this wall. We shouldn't have left the office.
Well, neither of us is doing any good at the office. I couldn't work watching you bite your nails down to the elbow. Now, let's just sneak further along and get close to the window, eh?
Oh, this is a horrible thing to be doing.
I know. Come on.
No, I'm not busy at all today, dear.
I think I hear Jessie talking on the phone.
Oh, no, darling, no.
Did I hear the word darling?
Shh.
No, darling, I'm not busy cooking, ironing, or anything else. I have all the time in the world to go on talking to you, my precious.
What did I tell you?
My precious. She's laughing.
Oh, you must be telling him the latest story.
Oh, isn't that beautiful? It's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
I've heard funnier things.
Hey, I can see Katie in there with Jessie.
Huh?
She's listening in on the conversation. Well, I'm ashamed to think that my wife is a party to this deception.
Oh, I'm simply mortified and humiliated.
Oh, Katie, can you hear this? Isn't it a scream?
Oh, I can hear every word. Oh, darling, this is Katie. When are you coming home? We miss you terribly.
We miss you terribly.
They're both gone on the guy.
Katie, too.
All right, darling heart. I'd better let you go now. Now, ring me again the moment you know when you'll be back.
Back.
Bye-bye, sweetheart. And here's a big kiss until I see you. Mwah.
Oh.
And one from Katie. Mwah.
Ooh, the Jezebels.
Oh, Janie, what do we do now?
Let's think. We've got to think.
Yeah, we've... The phone's ringing. I'll bet it's him again.
Hello? Who? Alf Jones? Oh, it's you,
hey,
Alf.
It is Alf Jones.
Yeah, he doesn't waste any time, does he?
The phone's no sooner down than he rings again.
Oh, good, Alf. That's just fine by me. Now, we'll expect you here at 3 o'clock tomorrow.
Oh.
No, it doesn't matter if it's a little later. My husband gets home about 5:45 for dinner, so it'll be quite okay as long as you leave before he gets here.
It's now 2:30. Isn't it time we left the office?
Not quite. We don't want to get to your place until after 3, so we'll be sure that Alf Jones is already there. Oh, when I think of Katie calling Alf Jones darling on the phone...
You're concerned. Jessie called him darling, sweetheart, and my precious, not to mention darling heart. Well, I'd like to cut out his darling heart. If my wife doesn't consider me, she might consider our children. What's going to become of Janie and Ashley?
Yes, I'm worried about the same thing. Gerald away in boarding school while his mother strikes a sour note with a piano tuner.
Yeah, when I see that piano tuner, I'm going to clout him right in the middle of his middle C.
We'll crack him on the quaver.
Mutilate his moderato.
Cripple his crotchet.
And amputate his arpeggio.
While Dexter and J.G. mentally murdered the musician, how about you and I having a chat about something much more cheerful? Let's talk about your holidays. Quite a lot of people go on holidays at Christmas time or early in the new year. That means that if you are one of these, you haven't much time left to save for those holidays. So why not open a Commonwealth Savings Bank account this payday and make regular visits to the bank each week from now on? Money makes all the difference to a holiday. And a Commonwealth Savings Bank account is the best and surest way of getting money. Regular amounts saved in the Commonwealth Savings Bank each payday have provided many people, both young and old, with trips abroad. So whether you want to go overseas or see Australia first, the best and the quickest way to get the wherewithal is to save in the Commonwealth Savings Bank. Open an account this payday, and from now on week by week, Bank Commonwealth.
Yeah.
the piano this time? Very bad?
No, Jessie, just needs a light tune. I should be through here in an hour at the most.
Oh, good. Ashley, I'm going in next door to look at Katie's new curtains. Now, I want you to put the kettle on and make Mr. Jones a cup of tea.
Sure, Mum.
There's no need to bother.
No bother at all. Ashley makes a good cup of tea.
Oh, gee, Mr. Jones, you've got a monotonous job, striking one note all the time.
Not all the time, son. After a while, I can relieve the monotony by striking a different note.
Yeah, pianos are complicated things, aren't they?
Pianos, my boy, like the average woman, they're temperamental, highly strung, and to make them work, you have to bash them.
Well, gee, my dad never has to bash Mum. He wouldn't be game.
Then shame on him. Maybe it's because I'm a bachelor that I know how women should be handled. Anyhow, the piano is my lady love.
The piano's your lady love?
Precisely. Don't you agree she's beautiful? Look at those gorgeous mahogany legs.
Yeah, but I wouldn't like to put my arm around her or kiss her on the black and white buck teeth.
Oh, you're a card. Now, about that cup of tea.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, it won't take a second. Oh, she's my lady love. She is my queen, my piano dove. Da dee dee da doo da da dee da.
Aha!
Aha! Well, hi, Dad. Hi, Mr. Wilmot.
Where is he?
Yeah, where is he?
Where's who?
Where's who? Oh, you poor, unfortunate, unsuspecting child. Where's the man? That's who?
Where's Jones?
Where's Alf Jones?
Oh, him. Well, Mr. Jones is in the living room with his lady love.
Yeah. With his lady love?
With both his lady loves. Come on, Dexter. This is it.
Yeah, even my own son's in on the deception. Jesse, we are here.
Katie, where are you?
Good afternoon, Dexter, Mr. Wilmot.
Don't you dare good afternoon me. Where is my wife?
And mine.
Dad, what's the trouble?
You keep out of this, son.
Oh, but Dad, I don't
I said be quiet.
Jones, we're asking you for the last time. Where are our wives?
I understand they're both next door at your place.
Don't lie to us.
Oh, don't lie to us. My own innocent little boy told us you were in here with your lady love.
So I am. I'm tuned in the piano. She's my lady love.
A likely story.
So, Alfie Jones, you saw us coming down the street, decided to pretend to be tuning our piano while the women disappeared next door.
That's exactly what's happened.
My dear gentleman, I'm sure you'll have the faintest idea.
Enough!
Please, Dad, look, you've got the whole thing.
Desist! Jones, you might as well drop this whole great big act. We happen to know you're in love with my wife and or his wife.
You great hulking bluebeard.
Who, me?
Yes, you. Now, come on, admit the truth. Admit it.
I wish I knew what all this is about. I'm a confirmed bachelor.
Dexter, did you hear that? He's a confirmed bachelor.
Yeah, he doesn't want to marry anyone. He's merely trifling with our wives' affections.
Yes, well, I'm going to give him a clout right on the nose.
No, you're not. Just leave that to me.
Come on.
Jonathan, for goodness sake, if I can't...
Katie, if you open your mouth once more, I'll drop the piano in it.
We're entitled to some
Jesse,
kind of...
Jesse, you be quiet too. You're all going to sit down here while Jonathan and I decide what's to be done.
You've already done too much, Dutton. I'm going to sue you for this black eye.
We're going to sue you, Alf Jones, for wife stealing.
As well as suing you for my two black eyes.
We've told you two men 100 times that nobody was wife stealing.
Jesse, how can you stand there with your bare face hanging out?
Yeah, how can you?
Dexter and I overheard you yesterday talking to Jones on the phone.
Well, of course.
course I was talking to Alf on the phone.
Jessie was confirming an appointment for Mr. Jones to tune the piano.
Exactly.
No, she wasn't. You can drop that flimsy excuse.
Yeah, it won't carry water. We heard some of the most endearing, gooeyest terms used on that telephone.
Absolutely sickening.
Absolutely rubbish.
Katie, what are they talking about?
They're both off their rockers.
Oh, no, we're not.
Our ears didn't deceive us. Oh, you answer the phone, Jessie. I'm too ill.
Hello? Oh, it's you, darling. I didn't expect to hear from you again today.
Huh? What's this?
Well, sweetheart, we miss you too. But surely you don't want to leave so soon.
Familiar?
Familiar?
All right, precious. Now, you do just what you want and let me know before the weekend. I will. Well, I am busy at the moment. All right. Bye, darling heart.
Who is that?
Well, Janie, of course. Who else?
Janie!
There still seems to be some doubt as to exactly when Janie will be back from her holiday. But I, for one, have no doubt that Janie is using the Commonwealth Savings Bank Traveller's Cash System while she's away. Janie, as you probably know, has her own Commonwealth Savings Bank account. And just before she goes away each time on holidays, she drops in at the Commonwealth Savings Bank and tells them where she's going. The Commonwealth Savings Bank then arranges for her to withdraw money where she's going. And the whole thing takes only a minute, and from then on, Janie has no need to carry much money with her. As you can see from this, Janie is a pretty shrewd girl. And her advice to all teenagers and adults is to use the Commonwealth Savings Bank Traveller's Cash System. So before you go on holidays, call at your local Commonwealth Savings Bank and ask about this free service. Join the 5.25 million other people who use this service, and week by week, Bank Commonwealth.
If money can buy it, saving will get it. So bank Commonwealth now.
For a car or a bike or just a rainy day,
be sure to save the friendly Commonwealth way.
So listen to this advice and start
right today to bank Commonwealth. Save Commonwealth Bank Commonwealth now.
Life with Dexter, produced by Noel Judd and written by Willie Fennell. And this is John Dunn inviting you to enjoy Life with Dexter at the same time next week from this station. And remember, you'll always enjoy life with a Commonwealth Savings Bank account.